Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, May 7th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting, and Glenn's gonna go. The industry focus this week is on the proposed merger between United and Continental. The airlines are anticipating merger approvals to be in place by the end of 2010. Some analysts are saying this may be an aggressive timeline. It could slip into 2011. For our purposes, it's best to remember that this will be a marathon, not a sprint, and we need to remain focused on our negotiations for an industry-leading contract while we evaluate the merger with our professionals. It's important to note that the approval process and interplay with other constituencies may cause changes to the merger deal as it was announced on May 3, 2010. Congressional leaders, for example, have begun to weigh in on the merger. Congressman James Oberstar, Democrat of Minnesota, in a May 5th letter to the U.S. Department of Justice, urged the Antitrust Division to reject approval of the merger, arguing it would reduce competition and push the industry toward more mega mergers. Meanwhile, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, Republican of Texas, has voiced opposition to the merger over concerns about potential job losses in the state of Texas. As you can see, this is a fluid situation, and the exact path or ultimate outcome of the proposed merger cannot be known with any certainty at this time. With the assistance of our professionals, AFA-CWA will keep a close watch on the status of the merger and advise members frequently on how any changes may affect our jobs. The United Master Executive Council, the MEC, will convene a special meeting of the 14 elected local council presidents to review with our advisors the details of the merger agreement as they exist today. Ignore all the rumors and keep yourself informed through official AFA-CWA communications coordinated in the airline merger section of www.unitedafa.org. Another way to get real-time notices of changes or additions to this section of our website is to sign up on Facebook at the official Flight Attendant UAL/CAL Merger Unity and Action page. The Facebook page is available as an official resource for AFA-CWA United flight attendants regarding questions associated with the proposed merger between United and Continental Airlines. We know how much better our experience is when we stick together. We encourage all participants to look over the guidelines on the Read First tab of the page. Sharing ideas, information, and taking action together will be the key to our future success. Through this official Unity and Action page, we can organize our collective power to ensure the flight attendant career at the new United Airlines is industry-leading. Clearly, flight attendants want to be a part of making United Airlines the best it can be, and for a long time we have looked forward to taking pride in our successful airline and working under a contract that reflects our commitment to it. One final note on the proposed merger. It appears that Wall Street has caught up with our Glenn's Gotta Go message. None of the parties to this merger, and none of the commentators, are talking about an executive role for Glenn Tilton in the post-merger airline. So for Glenn, it's going, going, gone. The corporate marketplace seems to have responded and acted on our call that Glenn's gotta go. United has announced a system-wide bid for special leaves of absence for the two-month period of June and July 2010. We have been receiving some questions regarding the timing of this particular special leave announcement in concert with the announcement that this week of a United-Continental merger, specifically if the need for special leaves may somehow be connected to the voluntary furlough program and if a rebid is imminent. Special leaves have been consistently offered over the past 2 years. They are not an indication of a furlough rebid, and there are no plans for an additional furlough or furlough rebid at this time. Should you choose to bid for this leave, it's important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits. It could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave for more than 180 days in a 12-month period per Section 23B of the contract. Bidding is now open and will close May 13th at 0830 Central Time. More information on the special leave is available in the schedule section of UnitedAFA.org. More than ever, it is critical that we keep building our leverage for an industry-leading contract. We are responsible for turning our airline around and making it possible for the proposed merger to be contemplated. We know our airline will not only succeed due to our hard work and sacrifice, it will thrive. This means our demands for an industry-leading contract are more reasonable, timely, and necessary than ever. In just a few weeks, we will begin voting on a temporary dues increase of $3.75 to build a strike fund. The increase would only remain in place until we ratify a new collective bargaining agreement. Ballot approval requires a two-thirds majority of valid votes cast. So, the decision is yours. The resolution for this vote and the establishment of a strike fund, unanimously adopted by the 14 local council presidents who comprise the voting members of the MEC, is posted in the strike preparedness subsection of our contract negotiations area. Supplemental discussion about a strike fund and the value of it is also posted for your review. We encourage you to review all of the information about our strike fund and ask yourself, what are you willing to do to get the contract you want and need? Building a strike fund through a temporary dues increase makes clear to management just how committed we are to our goals and that we are willing to do whatever it takes to achieve them. If you haven't yet taken the opportunity to respond to the contract negotiation survey, don't wait another minute. Do so now. The survey, hosted by Ballot Point, will conclude this coming Thursday, May 13th at 1100 hours Chicago time. Instructions and a link to the online survey are available from our website. We encourage everyone to take the time to respond and take an active role in our negotiations. United Airlines recently made some upgrades to their computer systems, including PeopleSoft. Among other things, PeopleSoft contains the data for who is eligible for benefits. When the upgrades were made, some of the data fields that were changed did not carry over correctly to the carriers of the benefits. AFA is specifically aware of problems with the Aetna HMO, in particular anyone who has enrolled domestic partners in their benefits. Also affected are employee survivors and those retirees who have split coverage. Aetna has incorrectly terminated coverage for those individuals, telling them that they no longer have coverage. United has made no attempt whatsoever at contacting those who might be affected, nor have they sent out any sort of communication regarding this situation. Flight attendants are finding out the hard way by having prescriptions or medical care denied due to lack of coverage. Be assured that this is a technical error, and if you find medical coverage has been terminated, please immediately call the Benefits Service Center at 1-888-825-0188. If you have any problems, please email insurance@unitedafa.org. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.